So in multi-day races, is it easy to actually go to sleep when you stop for a break?
Yes, good question. The answer is often no, it's not. You can imagine as you get increasingly tired as the race goes ahead. I mean, yes, you want to sleep, but when you actually stop, I find actually quite often that's when you get pains in your legs. I can be running along quite nicely with no problem at all, and as soon as I stop in order to have either a short break or even the long break, you can then get your legs and can go very painful, and so sleeping can be very, very difficult. I mean, obviously you're allowed to use any legal drugs or medications. Obviously you can't use illegal ones, and so therefore you can take various painkillers and things if you think that's going to be, if that's going to help, and sometimes yes they do, but the basic answer is it can be difficult getting sleep when you want it.
Is that mostly because of, as you say, pain and discomfort produced by the long running, or does adrenaline also play a part?
I think probably a combination of both. When you are actually running, you're getting endorphin release. I mean, there's natural painkillers being released as you run, which obviously as you slow down and then stop and have a break, they obviously dry up, and then you're left with, as you say, residual pain from all the effort and the muscular effort and involved in actually running for such long distances.